Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's topic, Project Status Reporting Simple Feedback, Part 1. Here we go. Recently, we've been talking about project management quite a bit. We've been talking about the podcast, but you and I personally have a great interest in this, and it's really becoming something we're going to do more of in the future. So I don't know what form, but we'll do it.
Look, organizations have done things like, let's have virtual teams because it saves the company's money. Let's not move everybody to the same place. Let's not have as many offices. Let's have people distant.
You mean it wasn't done for project effectiveness? It was done to save money? Oh, what a surprise.
But even before you think, even before you think about projects, it just, the companies do that because, well, we don't understand management. And so, well, you're a manager and so you can handle them in distant locations. Well, sure. It's dumb, right? It affects productivity and we think, oh, everybody's adults, but that's not really the same thing. So companies do all kinds of things for hypothetically good reasons that turn out to be managerially unsound. And one of them is this idea that, oh, we're just going to be flatter and you're going to have more people and it's going to be more project-based and so on. And I promise you in 20 or 30 years, it'll swing back to a more vertical structure. But for now, there's a mood toward flatter organizations and matrix organizations. And so projects take up a lot of time. And of course, that increases politics and the need for communication and so on, none of which are naturally trained in companies. And so it's hard. But look, projects are projects are projects. And it's simple. There's people doing stuff and there are deadlines. And so it's Horseman's Law, which is who does what by when. Whether it's a 3-week project or a 5-week project, it boils down to who's going to do what and when are they going to do it by and are we going to deliver on time, on budget, on scope. And what's interesting is, status matters. Project managers know this. Managers know this. Status matters. And a lot of managers get upset when they want to know status. They don't get it. And the fact is, it matters. We need to teach our people to tell us what we want to know about status. And that includes asking for the right stuff and getting the right stuff. And look, I did this a few years ago. I started applying the feedback model to project status communication. And it was marvelous. People were like, wow, that's way better. So that's what this cast is about. So we've got 3 steps, dude. Number 1, managers, we've got to learn to ask for what we want. And what we want is status. Don't ask how things are going. That, I'll tell you, your head ought to be chopped off. Don't ask for status. Or don't ask for how things are going, right? That just doesn't, people love it. Directs love it when you ask how things are going because they all say the same thing. Fine. The second thing is, now this is going to confuse people a little bit, but you use the feedback model for those of you who know what the feedback model is. And folks, if you don't know what the feedback model, this cast is going to be a stretch for you. We recommend if you want your people to learn how to communicate effectively as professionals regarding status, that you give them positive feedback when they give you a status response. In other words, you're willing to give them positive feedback for telling you it's red if in fact you ask for status. And we recommend, in point 3, you give negative feedback for a non-status response, even if you later find out they're green. Because there are 2 things going on here. One is the status, and the other is the communication of it. And if you don't like not knowing what status is, we need to teach your directs how to communicate about it. It starts with you asking, and it finishes with you giving feedback about how they talk to you about a project. And I promise you, folks, you can't be on a big organization-wide project at the executive level and stand up in front of a bunch of your peers and be responsible for updating on your status and then weave a tale. It just doesn't work. People are like, yeah, okay, great. What's the status? Is it done or is it not done? Well, you know, this is like marketing people, right? Oh, I can go to that and I can blow smoke at all these other executives. And the other executives look at you like, are you nuts? We just want to know status. Are you done or not? Do you need more resources or not? Don't tell us a story because we know stories mean you got bad status. So we need to teach our people how to communicate about status. And that means asking and then giving the right feedback about the right kind of communications.
Yeah, I particularly like this because I think you make a good point about, you know, there's a distinction between the status of the project, whether they're green, and the behavior around reporting status, right? And managers find, particularly around our effective communications conference, they find they develop new abilities to make additional distinctions around behavior. A set of behaviors are typically lumped together. And in fact, there are a dozen behaviors in there. And this is particularly important because people go like, well, how do I give somebody positive feedback when all they do is screw up? Well, guess what? They're making mistakes, but in there, in this group of behaviors, there are some positive things in there as well. So
yeah,
the ability to distinguish is important. Okay. So tell me a little bit more in terms of what you mean by ask for what you want, status. What's the difference between a status and, you know, what are people not doing? They think they're giving a status.
Yeah, I tell you, I feel so sorry for the managers of the world who go around saying, how's it going? And then they get pissed because they don't get the answer they want.
Right. How's it going in terms of that's how they ask for status. They should be asking for status, but instead they say, how's it going? Oh, it's going great. Yeah. That's what I'd say.
Well, look, I'm putting the cart before the horse, right? I'm trying to hold the wind up by putting up a sail. The problem is not that the directs say fine. I mean, look, the word that managers hate the most is fine. Well, look, guys, come on, gals, let's just be clear about something. You ask, how's it going on Project X? You're not really asking for anything in particular. You're asking for a broad characterization. They're going to give you the vaguest possible thing. Unless they have great news, they're going to say fine. And managers say to me, Mark, I hate it when they say fine. I said, well, ask a different question. They said, what do you mean? Well, what do you ask? I said, well, how's it going on Project X? And I expect them to give me status. I said, do you think the phrase, how's it going, is a request for status? Because if you do, you're not smart. You're not. I was mistaken. You're not a smart person. And he says, oh, I guess I never thought of it that way. I guess I need to ask differently. Yes, you do. Okay. Now, by the way, the beauty of it is this is one of those casts where if you've been doing it wrong, and folks, I'm sorry. You've not been doing it wrong. You've been doing it perhaps the way I used to do it, lazily. You say, how's it going? You're trying to be polite. You're trying to be casual. And we respect that. But look, if you're trying to be casual when in fact you want specifics, you better parse your words carefully so a casual delivery with a precise question will get you what you want. Otherwise, a casual delivery with a sort of not clear question, people are going to drive a truck through that loophole. They're going to say, he didn't really ask my direct question. I'm not really going to give him a direct answer. And fine makes you go away. It's literally like an inoculation. It's like a what do you call it when you get a shot when you're a kid? You get an inoculation, right? It's like I inoculated myself against the boss, asked more question. How's it going? Fine. Now, fine, you know, it's like that phrase in the movie Love Actually, where Hugh Grant is playing the British Prime Minister, and he says, I think the American president, played by Billy Bob Thornton, says the special relationship is still special. And Hugh Grant, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, much to the cheers of the people in 10 Downing Street, where the press conference is being held, says something to the effect of relationship. Now, there's a word that hides all manner of sins, doesn't it? The word fine is like this shield. Oh, everything's fine. Well, why would you want to ask more questions to somebody who says it's fine? So look, folks, if you ask how's it going on something, you deserve to hear the word fine. And by the way, I'm not mad at you because I did it 500 times before I realized I'm tired of the word fine. What can I do to change my behavior? And actually, I couldn't come up with anything. And my mentor said to me one day, dude, you're asking for the wrong thing. Okay. And I was worried. I said, you mean if I start asking more precisely, I'm afraid they're going to think I'm not being cool. And he said, you really care about whether they think you're cool or not? Do you want to be effective or do you want to be cool? I said, well, I'd like to be both. And he said, yeah, let's start with effective. If you train them to be effective, Mark, and they end up getting results, they'll feel cool, believe me. Which, of course, you and I have experienced before, right? Yeah, look, so when your direct says fine, you don't. There's nowhere to go with that. It's a good thing. And frankly, folks, if we ever work for you and you're managing us on a project and you ask us a vague question, when we say fine, it's because we know you haven't asked a specific question and we probably don't want to talk about it. So look, I know managers, you're right to hate the word fine, but if we want a behavior change, we've got to be the change we want to see in our world, okay? It's our fault as project managers or managers to ask for it, asking a lame, non-professional question we ask for, but it's not what we want. So let's start asking for what we want. And what we want to know is status. Is your task or are your tasks red, amber, or green, or red, yellow, or green, right? Are you done or you're not done without concerns about being done? Or do you believe you're at risk of missing your upcoming deadline? This is what you want to know. It's not wrong to ask. Yeah, there's a little bit of I'm being the boss for a moment, and I'd like to have a professional conversation with you that has specific ramifications. We're not talking about how you feel about something. I don't want to know how you feel about your grade on the test. I want to know your grade on the test. You know, what'd you get on the test? I asked my son recently, what'd you get on the test? Oh, it was great. I went just like this. I went, he says, what? I said, I didn't ask you how it went. I said, what'd you get? He says, like I said, it was great. I said, when I say what you get, it means what did somebody else give you? I'm not asking you how you felt about what they gave you. I want to know what they gave you. He says, oh, B. I said, so not great. And he says, yeah. He says, well, actually, it was hard. Some people got C's. And I pulled an old-fashioned parenting thing. And by the way, folks, this is not Family Tools, but I said, you're a horseman, and a B is not great. I don't care what class it's in. And he said, yes, sir, and so on. But it reminded me, like, okay, ask a specific question. You have to teach people to give the right answer, and they won't. And frankly, when you start asking this question, they'll probably say fine, even when you change your behavior, because they've been trained to get away with saying fine to everybody. But look, status is what you want to know, what you ought to know. If you're a project manager, you're responsible for two things, knowing status and delivering status. It's not enough to deliver it. You actually have to know it, because you've been in front of executive committees. You say, what's the status? And you don't know it. And they're like, whoa, they're not happy with you. It's not enough if they find everything's green later. They expect you to be responsible for the status itself and knowing the status as well. There are two different things. The status is the gold standard of project information. Okay. And we have to learn to ask for it. Now, look, it's not hard. This is Manager Tools. It's easy. It sounds like this. What's your status on the logistics document? Can you please give me status on the marketing budget line item review? What's your status on your four deliverables for this week? Are you green on your weekly tasks? That's a yes or no. Is anything amber that you own? The point here, every one of these questions is around status. Now, you might be thinking, well, that doesn't sound very clever or very difficult. No, it's not.
A lot of this management stuff is not that terribly clever, but it works.
But look, to be fair for all of you who are saying, God, I've been doing it wrong for a while, don't beat yourself up. I did it wrong for years and years and years. Why? Nobody taught me. Nobody did. I didn't know. Look, I know I'm pinching my guys when I say, hey, I know you're working hard, but I do need to know status. And the tech people always say, well, I don't have time to work. You're always asking for status. Gee, really? The last time I saw you was 3 days ago. I spent 30 seconds with you, and now you're saying all I do is ask you for status? I really don't think that's true. So I knew I was pinching him, so I tried to pinch him as softly as possible. And they used that like a loophole and drove a truck through it and said, oh, we're fine. So it's a focused question that we're suggesting you ask. Again, what's your status on the logistics document? Can you please give me status on the marketing budget line item review? What's your status on your deliverables for this week? Are you green on your weekly tasks? Is anything amber that you own? Again, it's nicer to ask, how's it going? That sounds like you just know everything's fine, but you might as well just ask sort of in passing. Don't you know? I know you're working on stuff, thinking about you, fingers crossed, rooting for you. Don't you know? Hey.
Yeah. I guess it can be good to assume that your folks are always on, green, but when you're trying to get project status, keep yourself in neutral. I wouldn't go in assuming that everything's messed up. On the other hand, I wouldn't go into the conversation assuming that everything's green either. Ask a neutral question. Just ask the question and avoid the assumptions. And maybe you won't be surprised as much as you were before.
Yeah, I think this is a case where we ought to just recognize the right question inherently implies a little bit of role or influence power. You're entitled, if you're the manager or project manager, to know status. We've talked about it before. If you're working on a task, you're not just responsible for the task. You're responsible for communicating the status of the task to the rest of the organization. Look, if you're responsible for a task and you know the vendor is going to fail because you've worked with this vendor for years, you've seen all the signs, but technically the task is not due till Friday and it's only Tuesday, but you know it's going to fail, you have an obligation to speak up. You can't say as a professional on Friday, I knew it was going to fail, but technically we were green and we weren't red until the moment they failed and I knew they weren't going to get the deadline. No, I'm sorry. That's you hiding behind the definition of status rather than being a professional and saying what is true, but what do you know to be true as well. It's more professional to do the right thing and to pinch small along the way so that you avoid a crunch later on. For those of you who are familiar with the pinch crunch model. But look, you can be nice, folks, and still not ask soft or softball questions. Nice is knowing people's names and being willing to listen and asking about their families and knowing their kids' names. It's politeness. It's not embarrassing someone publicly in a surprising way. It's laughing at people's jokes. It's not telling jokes that are off color. It's finding the positive and encouraging people and forgiving people when they make a mistake that you know they won't make again. That's nice. But you can ask a question with professional implications in a nice, soft way, which doesn't get the information we need. If you do that, you're trying to be nice that has professional implications. If you do that, you're sending a message that the inquiry, what you're asking about, isn't serious. And frankly, it undermines what you're doing. We've said it before. It's possible to be both pleasant and demanding. And in fact, it's a hallmark of great bosses. It really is. So ask specifically for status. And by the way, within a few weeks of asking several people repeatedly, they'll understand that's who you are. They'll call you Mr. Status. They'll call you status guru. That's all you want. Coming over, you want some status, huh? But yeah, I do. I really do. That's kind of funny. Nobody else ever wanted it. Yep, sorry. It's just what I do. I just want to know status. And by the way, status is, you could make a case, this is probably going to scare people. Status has legal implications. As long as everybody understands what the various status criteria are in your organization, if you say you're green and you're not, that's a lot different public statement than fine.
Oh,
fine,
yeah.
As we sure say, is. Hides all matter of sins, right? But yeah, think about it, Mike. Suppose I work for you and you came to me and said, what's the status on task X? And I said, we're green. When in fact, the deadline was yesterday and I wasn't green.
What's a lie?
That's not trivial, is it? Yeah.
Well, no, it's a bold face. I was going to say bold something else, yeah. Lie, but I think I stopped myself. Yeah, it's a bold lie, particularly in my organization where the definition of green, amber, and red was very well known, right? There are very precise discussions, definitions of those terms.
I was there. Yeah. And look, guys, we're not going to quibble with you. Now, you could make up something crazy, but as long as you're not taking crazy pills, we're not going to quibble with you too much if your organization defines red, amber, and green slightly different than another organization. Got no problem with that.
Yeah, many do. That's not unusual.
Yeah. But let me just tell you, if you're wondering whether or not your organization has it right or not, ask yourself how often there are yellow statuses. If all you do is go from green to red, then the statuses may be clear, but status is not really helping your organization, just to be clear. People are afraid of being yellow. The great organizations in the world, though, I remember I've read lots of stories about NASA and other organizations, and they were quick to say, I've got a problem here. And in fact, I remember Andy Grove. It may have been Paul Ottolini at Intel saying, I'll never forget seeing in a meeting a guy stand up and say, I think I've got a problem here. I need some help. And Paul Ottolini spent the next 5 years keeping track of the guy and making sure that anytime anything was a little bit gray area in his career, Ottolini intervened and said, no, this guy's good. We want him. Right? Now, I'm not saying that happens all the time, but we understand the risk of being candid, but candor carries its own reward. Truth carries its own reward. And what you want to do is ask for status. So ask for it. And then you've got a hook. Now, fine. Just so you know, there's red, amber, green. There's not red, amber, green, and fine. There's not a fourth status. It's not like your Spinal Tap and your amplifier goes to 11, right? There's just red, amber, green. And if you don't have red, amber, green, if there's no status, then you're going to decide and come to the forums, ask questions of, you know, we've got hundreds of managers there that would be happy to tell you, here's how my company does it. Don't invent it yourself. And if you don't get any good answers there, you need an answer from me. Of course, send me an email, show@managerdashtools.com, telling me it's been posted in the forums and you're not getting good answers, and I'll come in and help you.
Good.
So ask for what you want. Don't ask how things are going. It's almost like if you're 25 and you're listening to us right now, first of all, we're thrilled to have you. Secondly, if you have 40-year-olds working for you and they've been around the block a few times and you ask, how's it going? and you think you're doing the good thing, right? You're a young guy like that kid that was on the TV show The Office. And if their faces are passive, it's because as a professional, they've mastered the ability to have a passive face while smirking right in front of you. Oh, here comes the young guy asking the question he doesn't really want the answer to, and I can hide all my crap underneath the word, fine. Everything's fine, boss.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
Ask for what you want. Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
So we want to encourage folks to give a proper status. So it can happen one of two ways, right? They can be wrong in one of two ways, right? They can be read and they can give you a proper status, right? And so we want to encourage that behavior. So we're going to give them positive feedback about that. Now, the other option, we'll get to in a second, is if they're green, yet they don't give you a proper status, then you have the opportunity to give them negative feedback around the reporting of status.
When I wrote this cast, I cheated a little bit because what I did was I quickly created a 2x2 matrix, which is good communication, bad communication, good status, bad status. Mm-hmm. And of course, the two things that are hardest is somebody communicating correctly about a bad status, because most managers would say, if I get a bad status, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to dig into the trenches, right? Well, okay. Right. Look, we want you to dig in, but let's not have you dig in every time you get a bad status such that people begin to say, bull on that. I'm not giving him bad status anymore. I'm going to start saying what the senior guys do, which is fine.
There you go.
You see what happens?
That's the problem.
Bad status. Yeah, exactly. The bad status drives bad communication because bad status leads to managerial oversight. So there's four possibilities. One, you have bad status and you communicate about it badly. Okay. In that case, you want to give them feedback about the status and you want to say to them, hey, listen, you can't say fine. You can say, hey, when you tell me fine, it's not helpful. I need to know more. And then when I dig in more and find out you're red, now we got two problems. One, you're trying to cover it up. And two, you're red and that takes more resources. I want both. I want better communication and I want better status, right? But there's also a situation where somebody communicates status correctly, immediately, and they're green, in which case those are two bits of positive feedback. Hey, you know, you communicated well and you got good status. The two outliers, though, is, you know, what if somebody communicates efficiently and effectively answering your question professionally while having bad status, in which case you can actually give them positive feedback about communicating bad status because they communicated it clearly. Now, if they say fine, then you're not going to give them positive feedback. But our point is, if somebody communicates status and says green, you can give them positive feedback about both. It's important enough to separate the communication itself from the status itself. And so that's why I cheated and I only give two of the four possible outcomes in the 2x2 matrix, which are the opposites of one another. What do you do if somebody is red, but they actually communicate professionally? Or are we really going to try to get somebody to improve when they've got great project status, but they deliver it poorly? And our answer is yes, it's important enough to do that. And frankly, when you ask questions like, how's it going? You mush up everything in a way that makes it unclear. And your best people will really appreciate you teaching them. When we talk about projects, we communicate status. And we also have great status. But we know how to do communication about status. The communication of a thing and the thing itself are two different things. And we're going to give feedback about the communication, even in the teeth of what may appear to be countervailing information. And that's why we say give positive feedback for status responses, even if they're red. It's that important.
Yeah. Even though we'll throw some people off.
Right. Yeah. Okay. They'll throw people off. What are they thinking? Why would I give somebody positive feedback if I'm having a task that's red? And the answer is you wouldn't give them feedback, positive feedback for being red. We're not giving feedback here for the status. We're giving feedback for the effective communication we've just received that somebody stood up and didn't say fine to try to dodge your bullet. They said, I'm red. And before you get into red, you say, hey, can I give you some feedback? When you tell me you're red, when there's a risk there, it's really professional. Thank you for that. Dude, that's awesome. I want a guy on my team who says, I'm not trying to hide anything from you. Dude, if I'm hiding from you, that's, you know, double-edged sword, right? Now, look, for some of you, this sounds crazy. you know, you're not paid for communication. You're paid for results. Status is results. What am I going to do? Praise the guy who's always late, but direct and clear and honest about it? And then hammer the guy who always delivers, but isn't a good communicator? And wow. The answer to that is no.
Well, yeah, we're talking feedback here. We're not talking about hammering people. Even feedback, it's not hammering. It's just feedback.
Thank you. I bow to you, sir. Thank you for, yes, exactly right. Yeah. But look, you know what, Mike, you know, when you and I talk about feedback, people use the reductio ad absurdum, right? They just reduce it into, feedback is positive and negative. I'm going to praise the guy. I'm going to stroke the guy or I'm going to hammer him. No, that's third grade stuff. We're talking to you as adults and professionals. And so we think your people are smarter than that. Frankly, a lot smarter than that. They know when you give them feedback, what you're talking about. They understand the difference between feedback about the communication of status and status itself. If you give them positive communication feedback about a red status, I promise you folks, they still know they're red. And they don't expect you to say, because you communicated it so crisply, I won't be paying any attention to your red status. I'm just going to walk away. They know better than that.
Right, exactly.
They know. Yeah. They really have to be terribly smart about that.
Thanks, everyone. That's it. We'll see you next week. In the meantime, have a great one. So long.